Bellissimo Files.
One to watch.
This week's One to Watch only started making music in November and already has had over 160,000 combined Spotify streams. And this week he released his debut EP, Bed. It is Four Nights. Four Nights, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I have to start with the most obvious and probably most annoying question. Why the name?
Basically, when I started this project, I intended on making one EP. And basically the concept of the EP that I've just released on Wednesday is that four of the five tracks take place over four different nights. It's kind of like from a different perspective of a relationship. So I kind of named myself based on one EP. I'm not saying that I'm only going to release one EP, but that was the kind of, what would you say, the reasoning behind it at that time.
I was going to say, you're not going to change your name every time you release a different EP, are you?
I'm at the minute, no, I'm not going to do that.
You've had quite a successful last few months. Last year you were supposed to be traveling the world, and unfortunately that was put to a stop. So you came back and you started making music. Tell me why that all happened.
So in February of 2020, myself and my girlfriend left Ireland to travel kind of Southeast Asia for the best part of a year. And unfortunately, 5 months into that year-long trip, we had to come home because of obviously the pandemic. And then in an eight-week lockdown with very little to do, I invested in cheap enough, music gear that would get me through, and recorded lots of music, got excited about some of that music, and decided to, you know, produce and mix and master and put it out.
That in itself is a great feat. But then when you put it out, you're like, oh my God, is anyone going to listen to it? And you've had phenomenal numbers over on Spotify, over 160,000 combined streams. How, like a lot of people are listening to this right now going, how? I'm struggling to even get to 1,000. How do you get to 160,000?
Again, marketing and using social media, TikTok helped a lot. You know, I made a couple of videos on TikTok that did really well, and that, you know, drew in an audience. And then, you know, for subsequent releases, you know, some of that audience stayed and I gained fans that way. So
yeah,
I would say if you are a new artist, definitely look at ways outside the box to promote yourself, you know?
And tell me, the EP is out now. Is the dream to tour it? You know, what do you want to do next?
I don't really have that many expectations for it. I'm happy that it's out, and I'm happy that there, you know, already people that seem to enjoy it. I've no real plans to play it, really. I'll probably play gigs if there's a demand to play gigs.
Yeah.
But there's definitely more music in the pipeline. So to be honest, at the minute, my focus is on the next thing, you know, what's next.
What is next? What is the dream?
Yeah, so I'm working on new music, and the dream is to follow up this EP with another EP, hopefully next year. I'm also intending on, you know, getting back out and traveling, maybe towards the end of this year, beginning of next year. So my next couple of releases I could be doing from Asia, or I could be doing from South America. You'd never know.
That's very exciting. If people want to follow you and find out what you're up to, give us your social handles.
Yeah, so on everything, it's I Am Four Nights. So not 3 days, four nights. And I just find it's the best way to explain it. And then on Spotify, obviously, on Apple Music, on Deezer, on all of the major streaming platforms, I Am Four Nights.
Brilliant. Well, yeah. Four Nights, good luck with everything. Before I let you go, will you introduce your music for us?
Hiya, I'm Four Nights, and this is my new track, Grow So Cold, on the Bellissimo Files.
3, 2, 1,
let's go!
It's the Bellissimo Files.
The Bellissimo Files.
On Spin.